them.
Well, speaking of PG&E, the company posted more than a $2.2 billion profit in 2023, despite asking for multiple rate increases in 2024. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it has some arguing it's time for a change.
PG&E says the investments make for a safer, more reliable energy system while keeping future rate increases at a minimum. But some say enough is enough.
I mean, it's shocking. It's truly outrageous that PG&E got a 22% rate hike and then reported 25% increase in profits.
That's Jamie Court with Consumer Watchdog. The rate increases pay for wildfire mitigation work like the undergrounding of power lines, though former California Public Utilities Commission President Loretta Lynch argues the math often doesn't add up.
The PUC just in December gave PG&E billions of dollars for undergrounding, as if PG&E is going to underground over 1,200 miles of line in the next couple years.
In fact, Lynch says PG&E undergrounded just 100 miles of lines last year. She believes the excess profits the company made during the pandemic should be refunded to customers.
The PUC should order them to give that money back now, especially because customers are hurting from these high rate increases.